This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, the most exciting, interesting, and sometimes informative radio show on earth other than those cool alien shows. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, Cal Hunter behind the glass. You know what? I'm looking at our Radio Law Talk. You notice I went quick so Cal couldn't respond. And I'm looking at our Radio Law Talk stations we're on. And KTUI Sullivan, Missouri, welcome, 1560 AM and 941 FM, our newest affiliate. Again, KTUI Sullivan, Missouri. It's not just in Sullivan. That's where it's headquartered. It apparently spans the globe further out than that. But welcome, welcome. And I notice I look down below that. I don't keep up on so many websites I'm part of or I deal with that are recent blog articles. December 24th, 2019. We're on top of it, aren't we?
We have a lot to say with the written word, yes.
I think we're about 6 months behind on our blog, our blogs. So anyway, but it looks like our tweets are showing up. So we got to tweet some more because we're in April 2020.
You know, I think blogs are so like 2000s, aren't they? Does anybody blog anymore?
No, they don't. And I agree. I'll tweet something out so we look like we're recent. But go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com if you want to join us live. Because a lot of times there are radio stations that only play us 1 hour, 2 hour. This is a 3 hour show, and we have a lot of fun. And the third hour usually gets the craziest. If you want to hear 1 hour that's the most important, I'm going to say third hour. Everyone says first hour because we're a little more energetic. By third hour, I think your Dr. Pepper's not kicking in or finished kicking in. Coffee's not kicking in for Denise anymore, and it's getting worse. So as in worse, as in more funny. And just we just fly by the seat of our pants. This hour, we're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about let me think. I know it. See, I have no notes because I haven't told the third hour people I'm going commando. I don't want to take any notes. I'm doing everything from my head. And we're going to talk about a few. And don't you guys dare tell me because I know exactly what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about TikTok is one thing. TikTok, there's the recent lawsuits going against TikTok. We're going to discuss that. We're also going to talk about the Herbalife. It's very interesting what's going on with Herbalife. And
Herbalife.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the multi-level marketing company, right?
Yeah. Herbalife. But there's some interesting things about allegations about China and Herbalife that we're going to discuss. But more important than that is our most important thing we do, which is our Radio Law Talk stay, our mainstay, which is case or no case. Roll it, Cal.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right. As promised, I'm going to take you to China today for case or no case, where a newlywed couple in China was on their honeymoon.
Okay.
To say the least, they were enjoying themselves when the groom, in a playful moment, decided to climb on the dresser of the hotel room and attack his new bride like a voracious tiger. Fun and game. They were just enjoying the heck out of themselves, but the dresser was not secured to the wall, so he fell and broke his arm, which put an abrupt end to the shenanigans and their honeymoon. So they sought counsel because their honeymoon was messed up by the accident they said was caused by the dresser not being attached to the wall securely enough to bear his weight without tipping. So I ask you, Mr. Cunin, case or no case for the amorous couple from China?
Shenanigans. In the hotel room, on the honeymoon, he breaks his arm.
Apparently it happens.
Per the deposition, plaintiff husband says, it hurts so bad. After 2 hours, we had to stop our activities.
All I got to say is, would you like to give that deposition on details?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. How has it affected you? What was going on?
What exactly, sir, can you explain why it is we had the blindfold and the handcuffs here in the...
Do you mind if I digress for a second?
Oh, digress away.
I know of a person who told me as follows. It was in court. And this is for direct from the source. And where there's actually the same, not exactly like that, but they had to get the details of the costumes worn and things used.
Mm.
But that's very interesting to sit there during those type of depositions or court proceedings.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Now, which one of you wears the Batman costume?
Oh, that'll be me, sir.
Oh, that's great.
Well, yeah.
I'm Robin.
Secret, yeah.
So, anyway, I will say...
No, Inspector Clouseau.
So...
I told you, third hour gets worse.
I'm just going to cut to the chase. I'm going to say that this is a case, but there's some anomaly about the law in China. It says that the plaintiff does not recover.
China or
China?
It was China, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hong Kong.
So yes, case, but plaintiff does not recover because of some thing with Chinese law that
Ms.
I don't practice.
What say you? Case or no case? Good answer, Todd. What do you say?
I think this is a scenario, but it did not occur in China.
Okay. Do you have any particular location in which you think it may have occurred?
Well, this is silly enough that it had to be a United States American citizen.
Okay.
I'm going to say no case.
Okay, very well. Mr. Penny, what say you? Did the amorous Chinese couple have a case, or did they get one?
I wish you could take a picture of me leaning back with my leg up on the table as I think this through, because this sounds like the IKEA cases, by the way. And if you don't know what's going on, what happened with IKEA, there was a number of dressers that were tipping over, and they weren't secured to the wall.
Hurting children.
I know, it's hurting children.
That's right. That's what you get for taking your kid on your honeymoon with you.
That's exactly right.
To IKEA.
What kind of a place is that?
Apparently adventuresome.
Apparently my intelligent thought was derailed by the anecdotal discussion.
You should have never told us you were so easily derailed. Now I know how to throw you.
What I'm thinking is, this is a scenario that Cal knows about, and he just applied it to China. I'm with Denise, and I say this is scenarios that have occurred, and then he just manipulated it to make it not a case. It's not a case. Denise, you and I, please, let's win.
But, you know, I'm always fascinated by your responses to these case or no case scenarios here. Because
what did you say it was?
I said it was a case, but plaintiff does not recover.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so that puts me in a most interesting spot, that we have a rather diversity of opinions here. So I'm going to ask this question this way. Now I'm going to ask the question this way. Those of you who say this was not a case, may I see by a show of hands, that would be Fred and Denise. Oh, Denise, I'm sorry. It's a bad day for you.
Don't follow me. I just am terrible.
Bad day for you today. That means to those of you who say it is a case, that would be Todd. Congratulations,
winner.
Todd.
Winner, chicken dinner.
But one point for you, Todd,
because they
did not recover. There was some kind of a settlement, and they were given, because of the publicity, the hotel was kind to them, because they wanted to attract more honeymoon business to their hotel. So they took advantage of the
It probably has a thing on the, you know, a little sign that says, step up here for more fun, on top of the dresser.
I think they've installed an actual, jungle gym's, you know, schoolyard playroom set up there.
Well, I bet there's a swing, but not the kind you're thinking of, so whatever.
Yeah.
Well, we digress. We go from there. We're going to talk about a little bit about, we've got Instagram, we've got TikTok. We're on TikTok, Radio Law Talk is, but we're not going to have time to get to it because we have 1 minute left. But we're going to talk about, this is very interesting, the lawsuits about children on TikTok. There was earlier lawsuits that were settled out, and now in Illinois, there's some real strict rules about, you know, this information media stuff. There's been a class action lawsuit. We'll discuss that when we come back. Cal, take us out and make the people happy and not think that we're a bunch of buffoons.
If you guessed wrong on Radio Law Talk's case or no case, don't worry. We'll have three more, one each hour, next time here on Radio Law Talk. You stay tuned, and Radio Law Talk will continue after we take our first break of our final hour.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I've got to get my car washed, and dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this better shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car, Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp, come on.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Strictly for the state.
10 seconds, we're there.
In which the...
Let's play it again. There we go. Come on, play it again. There we go.
Sounds like you've got a personal problem in there.
Apparently I do.
No points for you.
Oh, if you guys were just here during the break, I wish you could hear. We need to go live Facebook or something so they can see what happens during the break. That's more exciting than our actual normal show. Remember, we're talking about general legal principles. Go seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. Only use this stuff if you want to get mad at your in-laws or someone you don't like at the dinner table. Usually it's around Thanksgiving or Christmas time. You just say, look, Radio Law Talk says as follows. But other than that, don't use it for a quarter. court of law. We're just here having fun. Go to our website at www.radiolawtalk.com, and you can go to our disclaimers. And so late at night, when you can't sleep, last night I had problems sleeping. I should have just read the disclaimers, and you'll be asleep. So, but where we're talking about a couple of things, and Denise remind me, we're going to get to the bankruptcy of Intelisat,
which is
a satellite company. And the reason I'm being a little bit disheveled, those of you who don't know, I'm trying to do everything just for the first time in almost 4 years without any notes, all off the top of my head. I've studied and read this stuff. I have nothing in front of me. This is just pure flying off the handle. But I can and I'm allowed to look at just on my iPhone a little bit of things about these cases. So I'll just forget. I usually have stuff written down. I can't even remember what we were talking about. What were we talking about before the break?
The issue is Fred let us know that if he's in the middle of something, we interrupt him. It's like kicking something out of the bucket. It's just gone, and it won't come back.
I can't remember. But what are we talking
about? What were we talking about going into the break? We were talking about Denise.
Well, we did a case or no case.
Yes.
And then we started to talk about.
This is funny. I like it.
No.
I'm going to tell you what we're talking
about. China, right? TikTok and China.
TikTok and China. We got to talk about TikTok.
That's right.
But we did bring this up during the break. Mark Walton, who was a running back for the Miami Dolphins, we bring up things when these NFL players and people, there's allegations against them. And what I don't like about the media sometimes is it's a big sensation that something's going wrong with someone or something bad occurs. But then when they find out, oh, it's dropped, you know, there's no news story there. Well, Mark Walton's there's assault charges against him, battery charges. They've been dropped. And so I just want to say there. We said it. I just have to put that out.
But never fear, folks.
He got fired from one team for this, right?
Yeah, multiple teams.
And remember, we've covered in the past things like the Ezekiel Elliott stuff. The NFL's policy about criminal charges is they will still levy suspensions even though it's been dismissed. Ezekiel Elliott had the case dismissed or not prosecuted for domestic violence, still served a suspension because it violated the conduct clause in his contract. And for those of you that think, you know what, the world just doesn't feel right if there's not an NFL player under some sort of criminal investigation, never fear. Two NFL players are sought in connection with an armed robbery. One is surrendered, Quentin Dunbar for the Redskins and DeAndre Baker for the New York Giants, both defensive backs. They are both being investigated for an alleged armed robbery.
Allegations. Don't make enough money.
Allegations.
Yeah, those
allegations.
Are it's alleged something they took things during a party. That's the allegation, and so, you know, we'll follow that, see what happens.
So TikTok is something that we at Radio Law Talk do follow, and we love TikTok. We, you know, we'll throw out some, you know, a little bit of stroking of each one of us. I'm at Frederick is my TikTok handle.
Could we rephrase that?
No, we're not going to rephrase it.
We want to boost the awareness of our respective.
Stop being politically correct. And Todd is A Todd K.
A Todd K. A T O D D K.
And I don't think you're on TikTok yet, are you?
Yeah, you set me up last week.
Oh, Dirks, is it? Dirks?
It's Dirk's Law Office.
Dirk's Law Office. So TikTok's hit with multiple complaints over the. What's happening is a lot of TikTokers are young, and that's kind of how they got started. You know, they're under 14, and the issue is they take the likeness of your face on a lot of these different apps. I mean, parts of the TikTok that you can use. And there's children under the age of 13. There was an issue concerning that. That case was settled early on, and then. Another one, now in Illinois, the laws are very strict concerning minors and the issues of getting a person's
privacy laws in general are really strict in Illinois.
So now there has been, recently this week, a lawsuit that is a class action lawsuit against them.
And here's where it really happens a lot, where they run into trouble. On TikTok, they have this area where they have effects and filters that you can apply to a picture while you're recording yourself live. And one of those, you go to one, it's called interactive, and essentially what that happens is they are able to put things on your actual face, like images on your face, like, you know, cat ears or a nose, or they'll put on what looks to be like makeup or eyeshadow, and then you can do that. The technology to be able to do that requires taking a biometric scan of your face. And so you get these kids on there that do that. Well, this information is all saved. Violates the Illinois code.
But doesn't Instagram do that too?
Instagram does that too, and others do that. But after the Illinois law went into effect, you know, when you log on, it asks, these apps ask, what location? You have to activate what's called location services so they know where you are logging into the website from. And what happens is in some jurisdictions, if you're logging in from Illinois, it won't let you use the app because to use the app would be in violation. Other apps did that, but apparently the allegation is that TikTok did not do that. And it's not specific to TikTok. I mean, other websites, Google, Vimeo, WeWork, Clearview AI, I mean, Facebook just settled a $550 million claim for something similar. This stuff's coming around.
TikTok was initially from China, right?
It was.
It's an application from China that China sold to somebody else.
To TikTok. Did they merge them somehow?
Well, did TikTok merge with China? China still has Douyu. I think that's the Chinese equivalent of TikTok. But the ownership, I don't know if it's completely sold to a U.S. interest or not at this point. I can look it up. But
it's fun. Actually, during the coronavirus, it went up 50% increase in the amount of people using TikTok during the
Well, I think that's older people took it over because I've been seeing these people saying, we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
Get used to it.
Well, we'll be back. We're here, but we're going to be back in a few minutes.
Yeah, Radio Law Talk will keep ticking and talking until the end of the show. Stay tuned. There's much more coming up right here.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, after again denying the claim of a former staffer that he sexually assaulted her nearly three decades ago, acknowledged for the first time the dilemma now facing potential supporters, saying, if they believe Tara Reid, they probably shouldn't vote for me. I wouldn't vote for me if I believed Tara Reid. Biden also said he didn't remember Reid, who worked for him in 1993, and said all women who are harassed should be taken seriously. seriously?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't. But look, let me get something clear. When a woman makes a claim that she has been harassed or abused, she should be taken seriously. She can come forward, share her story. She should be taken seriously.
Biden's comments came during an hour-long town hall-style event that included former Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams, seen as a top contender to be his running mate. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So our case or no case was about China earlier this hour, and Herbalife is paying $123 million to settle a bribery allegations with China. So what this Herbalife, for those of you who don't know, it's a multi-level company that sells herbs, and I know that my wife has used
like,
Herbalife.
Like vitamins and stuff like that.
Health, nutrition, stuff like that.
Yeah, apparently there was some sort of issue, probes by the U.S. Department of Justice and Securities and Exchange Commissions, and this company is based out of L.A. about its reports to investors and some issues. And that's all I know.
Yeah, well, they allege that the some of the principals of Herbalife were trying to bribe Chinese officials when they were trying to start up Herbalife in China. And it's a multi-level marketing.
It is.
Right?
And this is one of the things that multi-level marketing companies have to contend with. You know, there's a fine line that they have to walk between being a legitimate company and, or as opposed to being considered a pyramid scheme, which would be an illegal company. Oftentimes, the distinction is, as long as the affiliates that sell the products are marketing the product primarily, then they're okay. But if they turn to where they're marketing the, quote, business opportunity, well, now your revenue is just generated by getting more people to sign up who then try to get people to sign up, and it's all business, and nobody's actually consuming product, and that's where they get in trouble. And when they go into a new region to open it up, South America, Europe, in this case China, they try to find individuals that are distributors that will be able to market the product and start their downlines. And I guess the allegations here were that in doing so, to comply with and to maybe have the Chinese government look the other way based upon the laws in China, the allegation was that some bribery went on. Now, it's important to note that Herbalife has settled their case for $123 million, and they settled it along the lines of what we call deferred entry of judgment, which means, you know, if you recall the Tiger Woods last DUI that he got a while ago, it was deferred entry of judgment where he enters a guilty plea, then he takes a program, and then if he does everything he's supposed to do, he's able to come back and withdraw the guilty plea. This is something similar.
They avoid prosecution right now.
Exactly. They enter the guilty plea. They have certain things they have to do to get their ducks in a row, to modify their business operations. They still have to pay their $123 million fine, but at the end of the deferral period, if they've done everything they're supposed to do, the case is withdrawn. The important thing to note here is that Herbalife was charged, but back in December, there were two Chinese nationals who were former executives of Herbalife. They were also charged with criminal violations. Those cases have not settled. And the last I read, some of those are still at large. As a jurisdiction issue, they're not here. So those individuals still face liability. And it appears that Herbalife faced liability because of the actions of those individuals. They were acting as agents of Herbalife. So we'll see what happens going forward, but that's where it can get dicey.
Yeah, and like we were talking about too, so we're going to follow through that with the Intelsat. It's called Intelsat, is a satellite company since the 1960s that owns a lot of satellites that a number of people use, including Disney is a client. I believe they list all these
Time Warner, Century Fox.
All these big companies use this satellite company.
Just so you know how this works, they have the satellite up there. It's floating around the whole time, and they've got 24 hours a day on each one of their transponders that they want to sell to someone to use.
Right.
So if the Fed government says we're going to do a seminar from Washington to the FBI agents in San Antonio, they go up and they rent a transponder and do a live television broadcast that way. And that's what you're talking about.
Right.
And this company is really a huge company because they not only broadcasted the moon landing, but they also broadcast the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So how has this affected them and why are they having issues? Well, don't forget, they get paid for, you know, pinging their satellites and for shows. And one of their biggest clients are sports and live concerts and stuff like that. Don't forget, it doesn't even have to be live, but they'll ping it and use that. And they said because of this coronavirus, their business has dropped dramatically, or at least to the point where it's harming them because of live sports and concerts, which they usually is a good money source for them, is just not happening.
And they're $14.8 billion
in debt.
That's incredible. But they filed Chapter 11 seeking to restructure. So they do anticipate at this point coming out of that bankruptcy.
And that's really important for people to know. You hear the word bankruptcy. Remember back in 2008 when you had the crash and we was talking about how General Motors is going to go bankrupt and this stuff was going to go bankrupt. Bankruptcy doesn't always mean that the entity will no longer exist moving forward. In fact, as Chapter 11, as Denise said, bankruptcy just gives the company an opportunity to get in and restructure their debt and how they do their operations. They continue to operate during the bankruptcy period so they can come out of bankruptcy with a plan to return to financial viability and the operations don't cease. That's what's going on here.
It just stays the creditors from coming in. And I'm telling you what we're talking about is because of coronavirus, a lot of this is going to happen to businesses, and the bankruptcy lawyers are getting ready. And who's going to make the money? The lawyers are going to make money.
Absolutely.
And on Chapter 11, the lawyers do make money, and not necessarily on Chapter 7.
It depends on the amount of debt. A couple thousand bucks.
But the Chapter 11.
Better get paid first.
The Chapter 11s force the creditors into agreement or arrangement so they can get paid.
But see, here's the other thing that why that's a slippery slope. But then now it affects these creditors that need to pay their mortgage and pay their employees and their bills, and now they're not getting paid by this company. And that's what's a little bit scary about this, not to be a doomsdayer, is these are solid companies that are now struggling. And we know the theaters are struggling, you know, entertainment centers, you know, what's going to happen?
Major League Baseball franchises, NBA yes. franchises. And when Denise says make arrangements, that always means take a haircut.
Yes.
That means you're either going to pay, you know, a certain number of pennies back on the dollar, or they're going to stretch out the term so you don't get it in the
right.
time you thought you would. Yeah, those arrangements are rarely in the favor of the creditor, except they say, well, maybe I'll get paid something, which would be
yeah.
better than
that. The only creditors that are favored are secured creditors.
Right.
And that's defined. What's the security?
That's when you have security against some asset. Like in this case, perhaps they have security in the actual satellites themselves. And then they have a favorable treatment because they basically could go after the main source of their the business.
Yeah, your mortgage is a secured loan, and your credit card is not, basically. So, I
yes.
mean, that's the best way to your house.
Yeah, the reason is they put it up against something, against your house, or like a lot of times they'll do secured creditors of a tractor. Say you own a construction company, they'll do a filing,
right.
a UCC filing that says that this tractor can't be sold without me getting my money.
Yeah, or all the assets of the business, they can do a UCC-3,
right.
which is more general and, you know, covers all your business property, perhaps all your equipment in your office. Or
essentially, it's you pay, if you're a creditor, you pay me or I get to take that. That doesn't exist with credit cards, but it does in secured creditor situations.
So there we are. We're bankruptcy. Bankruptcy lawyers are getting ready. Like I said, that was an interesting. We're getting inundated by all this bankruptcy stuff that I've discussed before. So, anyway, that's the long and the short of it. I don't know what else we want to talk about.
Picking a bankruptcy lawyer would seem a challenge to me, because you're getting all of this and people are coming at you from every angle. If you're vulnerable, how do you select a good bank? I mean, if you need to do this, how do you get a good one? That seems like a big challenge.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. We have a couple other issues we need to talk about. Go ahead, Todd. You had one.
Well, I was just going to say with regard to Cal, it depends on the type of bankruptcy you're filing. Obviously, in a situation like in Telus, or whatever its name was, that's a complicated bankruptcy
right.
proceeding. Then you look at somebody that's filing bankruptcy, personal bankruptcy. You know, they can't make ends meet, and they have to do that. Well, that process is a little more. I don't want to say that any process is pro forma, the, you know, filling in the box, but essentially you list out all the people that you owe debts to, and that's what your attorney does. And so that's a little more, how do I put this, akin to something that is a routine function.
Yeah, you by know, the numbers.
They take the money up front, flat fee for X amount, and they walk you through it. That may be a little less problematic finding than a
but
bankruptcy attorney.
But it really impacts divorces, too,
it
because
does.
If one of the parties files for divorce, then that stays. You can't do anything for a period of time because you can't go against bankruptcy estate, and the bankruptcy estate is part community.
Wow.
So talking about that, when we come back, we're going to talk about XFL Commissioner Olive Luck. There's some issues there with the XFL and bankruptcy, and then we're going to do our
quick takes.
We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on the radio, hence the name, but we'll continue just momentarily. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing...
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And
They're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Boys are weird. That is Armadillo. Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
We had some great discussions between Denise and Todd. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But we're going to talk about the XFL commissioner, who is Andrew Luck's father, Oliver Luck. And those of you who don't know much about the XFL, it started up. It actually kind of had some legs going. And it was basically a lot of players, former players of the NFL, or ones that didn't make a roster. And they had some TV time. But coronavirus did, we knew it was struggling before and it probably was going under, but coronavirus, my general understanding is tanked it, was the final tank. But the dispute is Oliver Luck was fired for cause, and then so Oliver Luck sues for $23.8 million against the XFL. And what I don't get is if this is a XFL's broke and has no money and is shutting down, how he's suing for $23.8 million. I'm sure that the answer is there somewhere, but I can't figure out who is going to pay that when a company goes under. But the issue is they say he was responsible for basically gross neglect of the job. And the issue was, Oliver Luck comes back, and here's the interesting thing he says. He said, well, you're not doing your job, you're not showing up, And this is, I wonder what might start happening throughout the coronavirus. And he said, you know, it's a stay-at-home order. And I live in Connecticut. And, I mean, I live in Indiana, and there's stay-at-home orders. And of course I didn't go to my job. I couldn't because of the coronavirus.
Right. And he also was accused of taking the property of the employer to his home in Connecticut and, like, misappropriating
Indiana.
It. Indiana, sorry.
Yeah, because it was based out of Connecticut is where the...
Right.
But brought it to Indiana.
Right, so he could work at home, and then he was accused of misappropriating the employer's property.
Yeah. And the whole issue is I'd stay-at-home orders. How was I supposed to do work on this? And not only that, but you know as well as I do, it was struggling in the first place. In fact, he said he was... he's got texts that said he was working on... stuff, including the 2021 budget. He was in the process of working on that. But
right. His contract called for $5 million annual salary and then a $2 million bonus. So this company who's struggling and is not doing what it should have done because it was supposed to open this year, but Corona stopped it from being able to open and start these sports games.
Well, no, it's already started the games, but this is the next year that it was starting.
They did the game last year. Okay.
They did some, but they were going to open it up coming up.
But yeah, they started to do games this year. I think they did a couple and then had to stop
shut
them.
Down. That's right. I think they had three games, maybe. I think three.
Was his contract with just the league, or did the people who started the league have to structure it so there's some kind of personal guarantee in there?
Yeah,
and that's question.
I don't know that, and that's something I don't know. I was trying to figure out, but there was an issue about.
Yeah, McMahon personally guaranteed the contract.
Oh, the individual?
Yes.
Yeah. McMahon was one of the original. Now, is the McMahon the guy that used to own?
He still owns WWE.
WWE.
I think, isn't his wife a senator or something like that?
Yeah.
She's a politician.
So now I see why they're going after. That's exactly right. But something about the signing of the wide receiver, Taylor Callaway, was an issue, too. Without McMahon's approval, apparently. You know, that was an argument that they argued. McMahon said that he did, including, you know, like I said, during coronavirus, not working, but yet he worked out of his home. And then, like you said, Denise, personal use of XFL-issued iPhones. But you know what? He has to. You know, I'm not jumping on his side, but with the coronavirus, the point of this lawsuit is what's going to happen with coronavirus in a situation like this.
You know, look.
Yeah, this could happen in our own business.
Everybody's business.
The personal use of an iPhone, first, that needs to be distinguished from a government-issued iPhone or cell phone that often has to be used. You can't have the public use and private use. But if you give a guy an iPhone for use in his job, and the annual compensation of that person is $5 million a year, and you know that a cell phone bill, even if you use it a ton, is going to come in just for one, $100 or $200 bucks a month. That to me just seems extremely ticky-tack.
Patty.
As the basis for terminating somebody.
Well, here's the interesting thing about this that I didn't know, that Luck received his termination notice April 9th. That was one day before the XFL suspended the operations, and then within a few days, 3 days after that, declared bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. Why that time period? Why did that occur?
Because they wanted to get the bankruptcy would act as a stay to Luck doing anything further.
Right.
And McMahon guaranteed the contract, so Luck can go after McMahon. So they wanted to tie it up a little bit in bankruptcy, perhaps to get an agreement. You know, who knows?
Hey, we've got about one or 2 minutes left. We got four minutes, but we got to get to our
quick takes.
Quick takes. But why don't you really quick, Denise, tell about the Flynn issue that we were talking about during the break?
Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. Both Todd and I disagree on this matter.
That's not like that. We love it. That's great.
I know it's great. But Flynn, the Justice Department kind of did a flip-flop under Barr and said, we're going to drop the charges against Flynn. Now, remember, Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI.
Yeah, FBI.
Right. And then he was fired from his job with the White House, and he was fired specifically for lying to the vice president, is what was stated as the public reason. He then was like the very beginning of most of the investigation done by Mueller. And he kind of set it off, and then now he's trying to withdraw his guilty plea and or have the government set it aside. The judge in this case, he's a 72-year-old veteran with a very strong reputation for advocating defendant rights. That's his background. And he said, I'm going to think about whether or not I'm going to let this happen, because it's been a year and a half, and I just don't know if this is right. And there is a group of people that were Watergate prosecutors that want to file an amicus brief, a friend of the court brief.
Right.
This judge had never allowed it before in this case. It was, like, actually discouraged.
He actually specifically denied a request previously before this all happened.
Right. But what the judge said is that we really feel like I need a friend of the court brief because they're going to represent a party that is not currently represented before us. And he kind of implicated that the public interest is not being represented.
Right. Right.
Because the public interest should be represented by the attorney general, but that there's been a change in that office and now it doesn't appear to be. I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's political, but there could be some background political to it, or it could be that he's actually trying to protect the process to make sure that there's not a political outcome for this process.
It could be. One of the things that happened after Flynn pled, and at the time he pled, he was pretty upfront where he, what he said he pled to was that he had made false statements to the FBI agents that came to interview him. And the issue that he talked about was after he pled, additional discovery was provided in the form of notes of the FBI agents, as well as the FBI agents' impressions that they did not feel that he was being deceptive with them. And so that is called exculpatory evidence. It is by law and court order to be provided before any guilty plea, the sanction usually for which is the dismissal of cases or the overturning of convictions. Once they got the discovery, they learned of these impressions of the FBI agents, they decided, we should have gotten this before. Had I known this, I would have never pled guilty. And that is the basis for their request to withdraw the plea. And the Department of Justice now has agreed with them. I think that the public interest may be twofold, what the amicus folks are saying. But the public interest, in my opinion, should be even greater focused on the government's disclosure of exculpatory evidence. If the conviction were to stand and no sanction occurred for that, that would be a travesty, in my opinion.
Well, that language is a little bit... Oh.
All right, thanks. Now it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for our quick takes. And, Fred, do you have one ready?
Yes, I do.
Without notes.
Really quick. I have no notes. First time ever. I didn't do anything. I'm going commando. I'll never do it again. I'll be writing notes next time.
Mr. Kunin, what is your quick take, sir?
The government should always be on the lookout for not wrongfully convicting people and dismissing a case when they later learn they have not enough evidence, in my opinion, is appropriate.
Okay. Ms. Dirks?
We learn from Wisconsin to be careful what we ask for. Here we've got Republican senators asking for the state Supreme Court to strike down the Democratic governor's stay. What happens? Who's going to come out ahead? We don't know until the voters vote either for the justices, the senators, or the governor.
Hey, see you next week, 9 to noon Pacific time.
Thank you for listening to us right here on Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.